So I was up at 6 o'clock this morning, sado that I am, watching NASA TV as one of the most imaginative landings of a Mars lander occurred. This is Curiosity, and Curiosity is a Mini Cooper sized science lab now on Mars, tweeting at Mars Curiosity and providing stacks of inspiration. Certainly for me, not much that gets me up at 6 o'clock in the morning. So firstly, NASA TV, if you've not come across that before, www.nasa.gov/NASA TV. Loads of live events. Some of it's a bit mundane, but for the odd rocket launch and landing on another planet, it's fairly good. There's also a pile of resources for this mission, not surprisingly, from NASA, from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory or JPL. They've actually produced a huge amount of resources already for this. If you go to www.jpl.nasa.gov/education/curiosity_resources.cfm, I'll make that available in text somewhere. That has a pile of videos and various other bits and pieces, but particularly activities. If you scroll down that page to the bit that says do, there are 30 activities they've developed, some of which are just seem really cool. And there's one called Getting Dirty on Mars, which is a whole project about getting soil samples and how you look for life in soil samples, which is exactly what Curiosity is going to be doing. And it tells you how to do that as a project with students in the classroom. Really good. I haven't had time to go through the other 30 resources. Some of them are a bit odd, but some of them are brilliant ideas for projects. You can't really mention Mars without thinking about the landers and the design and engineering that goes behind that. Science Museum in the UK produced a box, a couple of boxes for science and engineering clubs. One of them is the Mars Mission Box. So if you go to www.sciencemuseum.org.uk/educators/science_boxes, the Mars Mission Box is one which contains all the bits and pieces you could possibly need to run a Mars mission, Mars rover, Mars lander type activity. They do cost £130, mind, but they do come highly recommended. Lots of people I know have used them, think they're great. And just one last thing to squeeze in, Google Earth, if you've got it, has an option to go to Google Mars. So as part of your Mars landing mission, you could also find yourself the ideal landing spot. Gale Crater is where Curiosity is.